Time to begin. There are things we can see with our eyes and hear with our ears, but there are also many things that go on behind the scenes that we cannot see or hear, and we would not know anything about them at all if God did not choose to reveal them to us. And we're going to hear about some of that this morning as we consider what God has to say to us in 2 Chronicles chapter 18. Now King Ahab of Israel in the north and King Jehoshaphat of Judah in the south were about to set out on a military campaign to take the city of Ramoth-Gilead. Now Jehoshaphat was a believer in the true God. He was a believer in the promises that God had given to his people about the Savior to come. And so he insisted that before they go out, they should inquire of a prophet of the Lord. So Micaiah, a prophet of the true God, was brought in, and this is what he said. I saw all Israel scattered on the mountains as sheep that have no shepherd. And the Lord said, these have no master, let each return to his house in peace. Certainly a prophecy of defeat and even death for the king of Israel. But Ahab did not regard this as a word of God, but just as the word of a prophet who hated him. And he said, did I not tell you he would not prophesy good concerning me, but evil? And then God revealed to Micaiah what was really going on behind the scenes. Micaiah said, I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the host of heaven standing on his right hand and his left. And the Lord said, who will persuade Ahab, king of Israel, to go up, that he may fall at Ramoth-Gilead? You see, God had determined that it was time for Ahab, the king of Israel, to be punished for his many sins and his idolatry and to die. And so he wanted someone to persuade Ahab to go on this military campaign, and there he would die. So the angels, it seems both the good and evil, were brought in to see if any of them could figure out a way to persuade Ahab to go into battle. There were various suggestions made, and then one evil spirit said to God, I will persuade him. I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. So God gave this spirit permission to do this. And that is why all of Ahab's prophets, with the exception of Micaiah, told him that he should go to battle against Ramoth-Gilead, because God would surely give him the victory. All the false prophets of Ahab were united. But Micaiah said, the Lord has put a lying spirit in the mouth of these prophets of yours, and the Lord has declared disaster against you. Now this was too much for one of these false prophets, and we are told that he struck Micaiah on the cheek and said, which way did the spirit from the Lord go from me to speak to you? So this false prophet claimed that he was the true prophet of God and that Micaiah was the false prophet. Well, Micaiah did not argue with him, but he simply said, you shall see. In other words, what happened in this battle would prove who was the true prophet of God and who was the false prophet. For you see, God does not lie, and his prophets do not lie either when they speak what God has given them to say. Well, King Ahab liked what the false prophets said, so he did as they suggested, and he put the true prophet Micaiah in prison. and told his servants, put this fellow in prison and feed him with bread of affliction and water of affliction until I return in peace. Well, Micaiah could not let this word stand. And so he said to Ahab, if you ever return in peace, the Lord has not spoken by me. In other words, Micaiah was sure that what God had revealed to him was going to happen. Ahab would die in the battle. God does not lie. So Micaiah had glimpsed what had gone on behind the scenes, so he knew what was going to happen. Well, King Ahab believed the false prophets instead of the true prophet, and he went out on his military campaign, and Jehoshaphat foolishly went along with him, perhaps thinking he had made a promise to Ahab that he would fight with him. And so he went out on this campaign also, although the prophet had foretold disaster. But now Ahab took some precautionary measures. He said, I know what I will do. I will disguise myself. And he did that, and he told Jehoshaphat, now you dress in your royal robes. And Jehoshaphat foolishly went along with that too. So they go out into the battle, and the enemy forces had figured out that the one they really wanted to get in this battle was Ahab, the king of Israel. So center your attack on him, make sure he goes down. And so when they went out there, King Ahab was in disguise, King Jehoshaphat dressed in his royal robes or whatever he would wear as a king, and the Syrians said, Jehoshaphat, that's the king of Israel, let's go after him. But when Jehoshaphat realized what was going on, he cried out, the Bible says, and the Lord helped him, and God diverted them from him. When they realized this was the king of Judah and not the king of Israel, they turned back from pursuing him, the Bible says. So God protected Jehoshaphat. What about Ahab, the king in disguise? Well, here's what we read. A certain man drew a bow at random and struck the king of Israel between the joints of his armor. A random shot. He was severely wounded. By the end of the day, he was dead. So you see how our almighty and all-knowing and all-merciful God knows how to make things happen according to his will and purpose. Jehoshaphat, who believed in him, he protected and delivered. But Ahab, who had turned against God in his life, went down no matter what Ahab did. You see, you cannot outsmart God. And God always knows how to carry out his purposes. And we especially should realize then that God, the Almighty God, is in control of all things that happen today also. And he carries out his purpose according to his promise that he works all things together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Let us sing Hymn 520. It would be good to sing the whole thing, but we'll just sing stanzas 4 and 5.